Welcome back to Page of the Wind, the podcast where we read through Patrick Rothfuss's Name of the Wind, page by page. This is page 121. I cracked it open and saw writing on the inside cover. It said, "Quoth, defend yourself well at the university. Make me proud. Remember your father's song. Be wary of folly. Your friend, Abanthi." Ben and I had never discussed my attending the university. Of course, I had dreams of going there someday, but they were dreams I hesitated to share with my parents. Attending the university would mean leaving my parents, my troop, everyone and everything I had ever known. Quite frankly, the thought was terrifying. What would it be like to settle in one place, not just for an evening or a span of days, but for months, years? No more performing? No tumbling with Trip? Or playing the bratty young noble son in 3 pennies for wishing? No more wagons? No one to sing with? I'd never said anything aloud, but Ben would have guessed. I read his inscription again, cried a bit, and promised him that I would do my best. That's page 121.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Jeremy. And the first thing that leapt out to me on this page was, be wary of folly.
Where have we seen folly before?
I wonder if that's where Quoth got the inspiration to name a sword that.
It's likely. I don't think we've seen the word folly in the book, aside from this and the sword. It seems to me that this is the first time the idea of him attending the university has actually been real to Quoth.
Yeah, for sure.
He's lost Ben, and now Ben is telling him, this is what you're going to do.
I also feel like there's I can't remember where, but somewhere in the book there was, it was like being discussed that when you start thinking about the future, you sort of lose your childhood. Like, this is sort of that moment in a much less scary way than it's about to be.
Well, it's also interesting, like, that the last, second last paragraph on this page is sort of unintentional foreshadowing on the part of Quoth the Child. You know, the thought, what it would be like to settle in one place, no more tumbling with Trip or playing the bratty young noble son, all of that's going to come true, but not for the reason he thinks it is.
It's like a soft knockdown of the pins here. It's like
like a dress rehearsal.
Yeah, kind of. I think you've pretty much nailed it, Jeremy. It's a series of foreshadows, and then all of a sudden it's all torn away. Like, he's preparing to ease his way into adulthood and to move away from the troop, and then all of a sudden it goes whoosh.
Because life doesn't work like that. Life doesn't let you
make plans and God laughs, as they say.
Yes, exactly. I also think Ben's his inscription in the book is interesting because it's kind of a warning, you know? Like,
yeah, defend yourself well.
I mean, that part less so, but remember your father's song, be wary of folly. I think he's still really thinking about, you know, Quoth almost killing himself by doing a piece of sympathy. So I think he's really trying to, like, impress on him, like, you have to be mindful of what you're doing.
I also think that defend yourself well says a lot about the state of the university. I think that, like, it seems to me that Ben knows that it's going to be tough for him there. Maybe the nature of it is that it's so competitive or...
I think he's referring specifically to, like, the entrance exam. Defend yourself well.
No, I think that's... I mean, he could be, sure. But it seems to me that that's it's a more general warning, saying, like, it's going to be tough, people are going to come after you, so defend yourself.
Oh, we have very different readings. I just think he means, like, defend your arguments, Ilir.
Oh, I think he's saying, like, defend yourself because it's going to be tough for you, a rival, a riddle raveling. Jordana, who's right?
I don't like it when you ask me that question.
Jordana doesn't like it when mom and dad fight.
Who's mom, who's dad?
That's for you to decide.
Jordana, who's mom and who's dad? And then who's right?
I think Nick is mom, and I think Jeremy's dad.
That's right. I give you life, and I can take it.
No. I just think that you're a little more ladylike.
Aw. That's sweet.
Maybe you have a better curtsy than Jeremy. I don't know.
I do have a shapely figure.
Indeed. And as far as who's right goes, let's see. What do I think about this? My initial reading was that he would be defending his arguments. But why not both?
Oh, you're always trying to bridge the gap and tell us that we're both right. You need to take a stand.
Why can't you both be right? You told me you can't both be wrong. Why can't you both be right?
You can't see it, listeners, but I'm giving Jordana the stink eye.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That was just a silence for you.
Oh, I'm telling you guys, you can't do this stuff on podcast.
Yeah.
And what a stinky eye it was, Jeremy.
The stinkiest eye. I mean, it is scary to contemplate, like, you know, completely changing the way you live your life. I remember, like, my first, when I, like, went to university in a new city, it was really, like, scary. Mm-hmm. Not knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah, and I guess now that he's lost Ben, it's the first of many changes. Ben has become family.
Mm-hmm.
And now, even if, yeah, I guess this happened so fast, he didn't even have time to sort of emotionally get ready for it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Ben was, like, gone in a couple of days, basically. Yeah.
Can we just turn the page? What's the next chapter? Is it Hope? Yeah! Wait,
is this page the end of a chapter?
It sure is.
It sure is, Jordan.
What was the chapter title?
The chapter title was Distractions and Farewells.
Well, the farewells is fairly obvious.
The distractions might also be the reason that Ben is saying farewell. It's a distraction from...
Oh, yes, the lovely lady.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, but usually it's double meaning in the chapter title, so what else could it be?
Well, it could be the distractions of, like, the party they have to distract, you know, to
To distract, yeah, and distract Koth from the reality of losing Ben.
Mm-hmm. We, as the reader, are also being distracted from the potential realities that we could be thinking about.
Oh, you know what? We're distracted. This is an interlude between the reading of the poem, or the speaking of the song, right?
Yep.
So, in a way, it's distracting us from that so that we don't draw a direct line to the murder.
He sings the song in this chapter.
In this exact chapter? Oh. Yeah. Oh, dang. Well, sorry, I stand corrected. Yeah, so we do draw a direct line between what happens to the family.
And it is sort of a farewell, because this is the last real scene we get of the troop.
Well, we get a bit in the next chapter, don't we?
We get a bit of his parents, but not of the troop.
Yeah, not to that extent of it being all of them together.
Really, it's a farewell to childhood.
It is that. Yeah, this is the last chapter where Quoth gets to be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And not a... well, we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm. Jordana, I thought this was an unplugged podcast.
I am looking for my notes. Sometimes I keep them on my phone. So, listeners, I forgot my chronicle today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do not have the notes I would regularly have, and sometimes I keep extras in my phone. However, I do not have such a thing today.
How unfortunate.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Stop smiling like that.
However, we do have some mail today.
Mail call!
So, Jordana, drag over the mailbag. Good Foley work, Jordana.
Top notch.
Really sell it. Especially because it's so full, I expected you to heave and groan, but you lifted it like a Hulk. Today's message is from Josh. Josh writes, "Hey all, really into the podcast. I've been binging them at work on Fridays." And then it's not exactly a smiley face. It looks like a...
I want to see.
Like it's a gap mouth smiley. Yeah, it's a big old smiley.
Yeah, it's a big old smiley.
It kind of looks like it has like puppy dog lips.
It looks to me like it's hungry, or it's like it's astonished.
Hungry for more podcasts.
That's right. Just finished page 85. And have been thinking about the sympathy montage. It must be possible to bind something to a specific body part so as to connect two things you must believe they have a connection. Therefore, if you believe two things are separate, i.e. a person and their arm, they should be separated within the system, assuming it works based off belief. I believe Josh is referring to the podcast where we discussed, is it possible to bind an arm specifically?
Mm.
Or do you have to bind a whole body?
Mm.
He goes on to say, I really like well-explained magic because you spend time on your own thinking of interesting ways to use it. When Jeremy said lifting something across the room had limited use, my first thought was about binding, say, a jail cell key to a rock and using sympathy to bring the key within arm's reach of your cell, or even putting it in the lock. Anyway, keep up the good work. Your show is basically a free class on Storycraft, which is super helpful. Signed, Josh the Bard. P.S., back when Nick was away, we met a mayor who offered Quoth's father 20 pennies to leave town and then handed him 2 silver coins. Everyone agreed that pennies must be silver, but if the 2 coins represented 20 pennies, then the silver coins are worth 10 pennies each, making
them more like dimes.
Yes. It's been bothering me for weeks, and I had to say something. Apologies, frowny face.
Now that you mention it, that bothers me too. How could we have been so stupid? My God.
Right there. Yeah. Well, thank you for correcting us. That's why we have the mail, so that we can be corrected. Thanks mm-hmm. for writing, Josh.
Yeah.
We're glad you're getting some storycraft out of this, because we're just jibber-jabbering.
So if you guys can get... What is storycraft?
You know, the craft of stories.
Oh, okay. I thought it sounded, like a thing.
Mm.
Like Warcraft or...
Yeah, the craft of war, the craft of stars, the craft of mines, and we do storycraft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know Jeremy has a good knowledge of story structure. I'm just sort of discussing it.
He tries to think he does.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're getting something, if you're getting that out of it, then we're very glad. That it means we're spending this time, there's something valuable coming out of this time we're spending on this. Well, is there anything else to say about page 121?
No.
No.
I mean, I don't have my notes, so...
No.
Jeremy is pointing at me with
Jeremy's
very
doing
defiant...
he's doing a finger gun.
so no is the answer.
Alright, so as Jeremy holds this up, we will hold it down and say goodnight. Thanks for listening.
We will escape this podcast in the spruce moose.
Oh, okay. So many references upon references. What is this, Jeremy? The Ready Player One podcast? Ooh.
That's the sickest burn anyone has ever burned me with. I am owned.
Are you Captain Burns of the USS Starship Hot? Another reference. Ooh!
You have to stop.
I am shrinking and slowly turning into a corn cob.
But what is corn cob?
What is binge? Okay, let's move. We're out of here.
This has been the Reference Cast. We are a proud member of the Dork Shelf Podcast Network. And we'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Reference Cast. Page.
Of.
The reference. Oh.
The wind. You guys are the worst. Good night, everybody.
Gotta hit you guys.
Reference.